This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Well, a special hello and thank you to all of you who are locked down in your homes right now. You are hunkered down. You are probably fairly well prepared if you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, but you might have friends who maybe didn't listen to these podcasts yet and maybe they're not as well prepared. So share the link with them. You can just share pandemic.news as a good source or brighteon.com for these podcasts. And my channel there is Health Ranger Report. So today is April 2nd. This is Mike Adams. And today I've got some sobering kind of analysis. I'm not trying to frighten anyone, but there are some things emerging that just can't be denied. It looks like we're going to be in a war. In fact, I think we're already in it. The war started with this biological weapons attack on the United States. And the scenario is that China released the weapon deliberately in its own country, or the alternative scenario is that they accidentally released a weapon that they had intended to release in the United States later. But either way, once it was released in China, they were able to lock down their country very quickly, and they fudged all their numbers, and they consumed all the world's personal protective equipment, the masks. They purchased billions of masks to deprive the rest of the world the ability to have masks for their people or the ability to acquire personal protective equipment. And so by lying about this, covering up the true severity of this pandemic and buying up all the equipment, including from the distributors in the United States and all over the place, China launched a war, a biological war, that they knew would result in an economic collapse in the United States because they knew that our stock market was very fragile, that it was built on mostly a bunch of hype. You know, CNBC and even the president out there say, stock market's great. Do you remember me warning that Trump should not tie his presidency to the stock market Dow Jones numbers, 6 months ago or whatever it was? I said that's a very dangerous strategy because the market can't be relied on long term. And when things go south, of course, Trump is going to get the blame. And that's part of what's going on. But the important thing to recognize is that this is just the opening salvo here. This is the softening up phase of the war on America. And according to many very informed and very reliable sources, including J.R. Nyquist, who I have interviewed, and I posted the interview on brighteon.com. It's one of the so-called Brighteon Conversations videos. China has been planning to attack America and destroy America for a very long time, but they didn't want to use nuclear weapons because they wanted to be able to take over America to occupy and claim all the resources. So America has a lot of natural resources, of course, not just oil, but minerals and many things, farmland, things that are extremely valuable, especially in this crazy time of shortages and scarcity of food and things like that. So China wants America, but they don't want it to be a nuclear wasteland. So they had been looking for a long time at how to take over America, how to conquer the country without obliterating it in terms of, nuclear fallout and so on. And the method they had been using this entire time was infiltration. So they paid off members of Congress. Senator Feinstein in California has basically been a spy for China for two decades. They infiltrated the universities. They infiltrated the media. Much of the left-wing media is actually just a communist front now. The communist Chinese took over the WHO, and they took over the tech giants. So Google, especially Twitter with Jack Dorsey, is nothing but, Dorsey is a communist puppet. He's run by China. And this is why Google and Facebook and, all these tech giants have shaped their policies to protect China's speech while suppressing the speech of the American people, such as myself. I'm one of the most banned voices in the world still to this day. And this is all because of communist China. See, my wife is from Taiwan. My wife's family escaped the communists in the early 1950s when Chiang Kai-shek led the way to flee mainland China and go to Taiwan and set up a free democratic type of government in Taiwan, even though it was under martial law for many years at first, but it eventually became more free and more of an open society. And today, Taiwan is like the Texas of Asia. Taiwan is, you know, very much a free market society and more open and more democratic, whereas China is a totalitarian communist regime that does organ harvesting and researches biological weapons that they release, and then they cover it up in order to cause mass casualties around the world. So that's the difference. But China has a lot more in store for us here in the United States. And as this virus reaches peak fatalities in the United States, which according to White House projections, that's expected to happen around April 15th or April 16th, depending on which model you use, where it's expected to generate about 2,200 fatalities per day on that day, the peak day, after which the number of deaths will start to drop because of the lagging effect of the lockdowns. See, the lockdowns are working. Since the lockdown started, the number of new people getting infected has fallen dramatically. Then after the lag time of the hospitalizations and deaths, the daily new deaths will fall dramatically through the end of May and especially June and July. That doesn't solve the question of how we get everybody back to work, though, because what do you do? End the lockdowns and everybody just goes back to work and then you just have new infections? I'll cover that in another podcast. But for this podcast, my point is that during this time, we should expect a cyber attack from China, a cyber attack that would attack our power grid infrastructure, as well as telecommunications and military communications and so on, and perhaps another biological weapon on top of the one that they already released. And an economic attack could be part of the mix as well, such as China declaring a new national reserve currency that's backed by gold in order to try to destroy the dollar as the global reserve currency. Or they could announce that they're selling off all U.S. debt, which would create, it would just flood the world with U.S. Treasury debt, and it would make it very, very difficult for the United States of America to continue to sell off more debt, which would accelerate the, you know, the hyperinflation, the total debasement of the value of the currency as the Fed would have to buy the Treasury debt. So now you're kind of creating new debt to buy up the previous debt, and this spirals out of control very quickly, and we're probably on that track anyway. But the real practical thing here that I'm trying to get to, sorry, is that you've got to be ready for the power grid to go down. So if you're sitting there in your home or your apartment, maybe you're under lockdown, maybe you have a yard, that's nice to have. I mean, I'm blessed. I've got a ranch. I can go walk around 100 acres, you know, with my animals. That's just a blessing right now. I thank God every time that I have the chance to do that. It's amazing. Talk about real wealth. There are billionaires in New York City that can't do what I can do. So money doesn't really matter much in a lockdown, does it? What matters is having land. But anyway, you've got to be ready for the power grid to go down. So maybe you're ready with a food supply right now. Hopefully you have at least a 6-month food supply. You're probably going to need it. The food shortages haven't even really hit yet. So far, there's just been accelerated purchasing of food, but the supply lines are cratering. And throughout May and June, you're going to see that, oh my gosh, we can't buy any eggs, or we can't buy, you know, vegetables or fruits or bread or whatever. It's going to get real serious over the next couple of months. And then how are you going to survive the power grid going down? See, that's the issue that I think most people are not prepared for. Now, when the power grid goes down, of course, cell phones stop working very quickly because the cell towers, they can only run on battery power for a certain limited amount of time. Most telecommunications will go down pretty quickly because without power, how do you run, you know, the ISPs and the network companies and all that? You could see a blackout of cell phones, of internet, and electricity, essentially all at the same time. This would cause a lot of panic in the minds of a lot of people, especially if they don't understand that this may be about to occur. Personally, I would encourage you to not panic, which means anticipate this and be prepared for it. Also, by the way, a lot of people who have solar panels are about to discover that those are all grid tie systems, that they don't work when the grid goes down. You know, most people don't have off-grid solar. They have grid tie solar, and those systems just disconnect when the grid goes down. That's going to become abundantly clear, trust me on that point. But I have found a very reliable system to generate power during a crisis. And I used it during a hurricane. Forgot which hurricane it was in Central Texas a few years ago. We had no power for 3 days. And I had a system that worked great. And It may not be appropriate for everybody, I admit, but let me share it with you because it's very versatile. First, you have to have a tractor. I know that disqualifies a lot of you listening, like, I don't need a tractor. Well, you can get a small tractor, but it has to be a tractor that has a PTO, which is a power takeoff. And all real tractors have a PTO. You can get some small tractors like a Kubota tractor for, I don't know, you can get used ones. I like to buy old John Deere tractors. You can get a really good John Deere tractor for $10,000. A tractor that was made in the 1970s and that has real steel in it, you know, real parts. And they all run on diesel, of course. And this is key because then you have to have diesel storage. And diesel is very easy to store. It's very safe to store. And you can get like a 500-gallon diesel tank or a 1,000-gallon diesel tank. I mean, maybe you can't where you live, but if there's no code against it, you can just call a diesel fuel company and say, hey, sell me a 1,000-gallon tank and fill it up with diesel. And right now, diesel is dirt cheap. They're practically giving it away. You can buy diesel for nothing because oil prices are so low. So you fill that with diesel. You fill up your 1,000-gallon storage tank. And then you buy what's called a PTO generator. And these generators, because they don't have an engine in them, they just have the coils, the copper coils and the electronics, they plug into the PTO of your tractor. And these generate electricity, and they're dirt cheap. You can get a low-end one for like $1,500 or a high-end one that'll generate, I think, 50 kilowatts for something like $3,000, which is a lot cheaper than a diesel generator. So you end up with a tractor, a PTO generator, which usually is on a little tiny cart. It's just got two wheels. You know, it sits on a platform with the two wheels. And then you have an electrician come out and put a transfer switch on your main circuit breaker box with a cable that can power your whole house from the PTO generator on your tractor. And I did this, and it worked great. So when the grid went down, I just shut off the main power switch, and I took this giant cable, and I plugged it in, and I plugged it into the PTO generator on the back of the tractor. I started the tractor, engaged the PTO, so the generator's running, it's generating electricity, and then I threw the power switch back on to my house, and then I've got power. And what's great is it only uses the fuel according to how much power you're drawing. So the more power you draw, the more resistance it pulls on the coils of the generator, which causes your tractor to burn more diesel during that time of a high power draw. But when you have low power draw, your tractor goes back to basically just a gentle idle and it uses almost no fuel. So I was able to power everything that I had to power, including refrigerators and freezers and computers, whatever, for just like, I don't know how much I use. It was less than 10 gallons a day, and which is nothing. You know, for I actually have quite a bit of food storage and so on and different things. So I was able to power my property for, I don't know, $20 a day or whatever that is in diesel fuel. And it worked great. So I don't know if this can work for you, but it's something to consider. And the thing I liked about it is the tractor is mobile. So you can drag that generator around. You just start up the tractor and drive it wherever you want to drive it to. You could put it on a trailer and you could take it to another property, or you could drive it to your neighbor's house and you could power their refrigerator or something to help them cool their food or, you know, or get their freezer working again. Or you could, if you wanted to, you could drive it to a local hospital. You could help donate power to a hospital or whatever. And plus you have a tractor on top of that, which usually has a bucket. And so you can do some dirt work and you can do some ground work, which might be very useful since you probably need to be planting a garden. You need to be growing food. So kind of a good idea to have a tractor. And then you can buy some implements for it, you know, such as a dirt conditioner or a plow or, you know, whatever. And you can move dirt around with it. You can move compost around. You can order compost by the truckload and have them dump it in a big pile in your yard. And then you can use your tractor to, you know, distribute the compost. So it's actually a good idea to have a tractor. Now, again, I understand this is not the perfect idea for many people if you live in a neighborhood or a city or an apartment somewhere or a condo or whatever. But for a lot of people, even if you're in a neighborhood, you know, we're under a national emergency here. Probably some of the rules are going to be relaxed a bit, especially about growing food, especially if you're willing to share some of that food with the president of the local HOA, who's probably a Nazi. But maybe you can bribe that Nazi with some fresh cucumbers or something. You know what I mean? Say, hey, lay off the HOA rules for a bit. We got to grow some food here. Folks, get your head on straight. That's why I need a tractor. I'm parking it in the backyard, so live with it, you know? And what, they want to take you to court? Who cares? The courts are all shut down. Nobody's even going to court. Screw them. Do what you need to do. But you can still find tractors. You see, you can buy used tractors and all the stuff you can buy. All right, now, if that doesn't work for you, you could buy a regular generator, but of course, they're mostly sold out everywhere. You could go maybe get a small, like a gasoline generator, which is fine if you want to power some real small things, like maybe to recharge your cell phone, power some power tools or something. You could do that. It's just that gasoline is a lot more dangerous to store than diesel because gasoline combusts very easily, whereas diesel doesn't. It's very difficult to get diesel to explode. That's why diesel engines have to be built far more robustly. That's why they're more expensive. Diesel doesn't want to burn. And that's why it's safe to store. But gasoline, I would not want to store a lot of gasoline. That's why even for me, I don't even have a gasoline-powered lawnmower. I have a diesel-powered lawnmower for that very reason, because I just want to run everything on diesel. It's safer. It's almost as safe as batteries, you know? It's probably safer than batteries, given how Tesla vehicles just spontaneously explode in flames and everything. Yeah, I would say diesel's safer than a Tesla. No question about it. Plus, diesel powers your tractor, your generator, your truck, maybe your lawnmower, whatever. Everything that I buy runs on diesel, okay? Just letting you know. Now, if you don't have a backup power system, then start thinking about what will you do to preserve your food supply when your refrigerator goes down and your freezer goes down. You're going to be in a mad scramble to try to dry or smoke or salt or preserve everything out of your freezer. And that's going to be a mad scramble because you can't let all that food go to waste given how difficult it is to get food. So have a plan in place. Are you going to do pickling or smoking? Are you going to do canning? Do you even know how to do those things? You know, what's your plan? You can't use a food dehydrator because that runs on electricity and the power grid went down. So have a plan in place for what you're going to do with all that food. For me, I'm going to crank up the tractor and I'll have weeks to figure out what to do with that food. I could take my time, you know, because if the power grid goes down, I'm worried about a lot more than just food. You know, too, I'm going to be running patrols and, you know, night vision and wearing a chest rig with, you know, AR-15 mags or whatever, just in case looters get out of control. In Texas, we don't arrest looters. We shoot them. We just shoot them. We have a tradition in Texas. You loot, we shoot. It's real simple. Sheriff understands it, too. Sheriff is like, yep, that's a pretty good policy. So, you know, I'm going to be worried about security more than the food supply, but maybe you're in a different situation. Maybe you have a good neighborhood watch program going and all your neighbors get together and they roadblock the cul-de-sac or whatever. That's cool. That's cool. As long as everybody's on board with the program, you know, and they're willing to help out and you don't have a bunch of freeloaders. Freeloaders don't go very far in a collapse. Everybody's got to pull their weight. And hopefully you live among people who are prepping. Because if you're surrounded by a bunch of non-preppers, the first thing they're going to do is come loot you. It's like, hey, you hoarder, how dare you plan in advance and have all this extra food? We think that your food belongs to us. That's what happens when you live in a socialist community. It's like, yeah, this is community property, isn't it? All these beans, community property. Yeah. So you might have to deal with them first. In any case, this is all important information. Share this everywhere. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'll have a lot more podcasts for you at pandemic.news as well as brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.